Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dives today. You know, you're probably familiar with The Juice. It's an educational app, and a lot of students use it. We took a look back at some of the most interesting stories they covered this year, and we're going to break them down for you.
Yeah, we'll give you a quick summary of each story and then some ideas on how to spark some conversations with your kids.
Okay, so first up is droughts. This is a big one. It wasn't just like a few dry spells here and there. It was a global crisis. Millions of people were impacted.
Yeah, the UN reported that nearly a quarter of the world's population was dealing with drought conditions in 2022 and 2023. And you know, what's really concerning is most of those people live in countries that are already struggling economically. And this just makes problems that already exist even worse, like poverty and access to clean water. It leads to food insecurity and even starvation.
Yeah, the UN said that 258 million people faced acute hunger, which is just a mind-blowing number.
It's a slow-burning crisis, but the consequences are huge. Like, take India, for example. They decided to restrict rice exports.
Oh, right.
And because India is the world's largest rice supplier, that really messed things up globally, drove up prices, and it just shows how interconnected everything is, you know?
Yeah, it really makes you think. You know, a drought in India can impact food prices all the way over here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe this is a good time to talk to your kids about water conservation, how we use water every day.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to plastic pollution. This was another big one this year, especially with Earth Day 2024, really highlighting this problem and how it impacts both the environment and our health.
Yeah. Earth Day's been around since 1970, you know, and it's become a big platform for environmental action. And this year, they really focused on plastic. And, you know, they emphasize it's not just an eyesore in our oceans, it's a threat to ecosystems and even our own well-being.
I know. The scale of it is crazy. We're producing over 380 million tons of plastic a year, and so much of it ends up in the ocean.
Yeah. Breaks down into microplastics, which can release those harmful chemicals into the food chain.
Right.
So EarthDay.org, they set a goal. They want to reduce plastic production by 60% by 2040. It's a huge goal. But I mean, when you look at the problem, it's clear we need to do something big. Maybe this is something you can talk to your kids about, like brainstorming ways to reduce our use of single-use plastics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could talk about simple things like using reusable water bottles, you know, shopping bags, maybe even like alternatives to plastic straws and cutlery. Just being more mindful of what we buy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to a more specific event, Hurricane Helene, which, you know, it was a big one. It devastated parts of the U.S. Southeast.
Yeah, it was a bad one. Over 200 people died, and there were power outages. You know, communications were disrupted, and there was so much physical damage. It was a real reminder about how destructive nature can be and also how vulnerable an infrastructure is.
And it's not just the immediate aftermath, right? I was reading about a study from Stanford University that found that hurricane-affected areas, they actually see higher mortality rates for years after the storm.
Right. And those effects are often tied to environmental toxins that are released by the storm. And then you've got long-term economic hardship, you know, for people who lost homes and livelihoods. And the healthcare system in those areas gets really strained. You know, when you add it all up, it really shows the true cost of these natural disasters. Okay, so let's shift gears to something a little more hopeful. Norway, they've got this electric vehicle revolution happening.
Yeah, Norway did something amazing. They're the first country where electric vehicles outnumber gas-powered cars. And get this, 80% of new car sales in 2022 were electric vehicles.
Yeah, but it's important to note that while electric vehicles are growing like crazy, diesel vehicles still make up most of the cars in Norway, but still, their progress in this area is incredible. So how did they do it?
Well, the government really stepped in with some big incentives. They offered big tax breaks for electric vehicle purchases, free parking in a lot of cities, and they could even use bus lanes in some areas.
Wow. Yeah, those incentives really made electric vehicles more attractive, and it really drove adoption. But it's not all straightforward. Recently, Norway started to scale back some of those incentives, and that started a whole debate about how sustainable these programs are long term and how to balance them with other needs.
It's complicated. It's not black and white. There are valid points on both sides. you know, maybe this is a good starting point for a discussion with your kids, like the pros and cons of electric vehicles compared to traditional cars.
You could talk about the environmental benefits of electric vehicles and then the challenges, you know, like battery production and disposal. And finally, I want to talk about someone who had a huge impact on the environmental movement and still inspires us today, Rachel Carson.
Oh, yeah. Carson was a marine biologist and a writer. In her book, Silent Spring, which came out in 1962, exposed the dangers of using pesticides like DDT and how bad they were for wildlife. Her work really kick-started the modern environmental movement.
And you know what's so cool about her work? It wasn't just about the science. She connected with people on an emotional level. She made them understand that all life on Earth is connected.
I remember one of her most famous quotes, "In nature, nothing exists alone." It's powerful, you know, especially for young minds. It makes us think about the ripple effects of what we do and how we impact the natural world.
Yeah, exactly. It's about responsibility, understanding that we're all part of something bigger.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and thought-provoking.
Keep asking questions, stay curious, and never stop learning.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.